So we just heard some music of Leo Janáček from 1914 from a weekend of recitals at Kulas Recital Hall on the campus of Oberlin Conservatory called Creative Arts and Music in the Shadow of War, commemorating the centenary of World War I. That was from a recital given just this past September 9th, and the day before, the first day of these recitals, featured some chamber music of Sir Edward Elgar. As the Janáček work was composed right as World War I began, this chamber work of Elgar was composed in the summer of 1918, as the war was finally coming to an end. He worked on this piano quintet in A minor, along with other chamber pieces. This work was premiered in May of 1919. The work is dedicated to the well-known critic and writer at the Manchester Guardian, Ernest Newman. Always one to take into account the opinions of his wife, Alice, Elgar's wife's reaction on hearing this chamber music was that E, as she called him, was writing wonderful new music. More than 50 years later, the gramophone agreed. Alice Elgar was quite right, in its new urgency pointed and refined by the discipline of writing chamber music, a discipline that clearly rejuvenated Elgar's imagination. It is big chamber music with at times an almost orchestral sonority to it. It'll be performed by Oberlin Conservatory faculty members, professor of piano, Haiwan Song, the violinist we just heard in the Janáček, Sibi Bernardsson, along with violinist David Bolin, who's a 2000 graduate of Oberlin and whose recordings on the Oberlin CD label we have played, 1992 Oberlin graduate and professor of viola at Oberlin, Kirsten Doctor, and a 1991 Oberlin graduate, and also whose recordings we have played on the air here, cellist Derrett Atkins. These Oberlin faculty members will perform the 1918 Piano Quintet by Sir Edward Elgar. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
On tonight's Celebrating Our Musical Future, we shine the spotlight on the Oberlin Conservatory, part of Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio. We've just heard a performance of the 1918 Piano Quintet by Sir Edward Elgar, performed by Oberlin Conservatory faculty members, Iwan Song Piano, Sibby Bernhardtson and David Bolin Violins, Kirsten Doctor Viola, and Derrett Adkins Cello. This was presented on a recital back in September at Warner Concert Hall at Oberlin Conservatory, commemorating the centenary of World War I. These recitals called Creative Arts and Music in the Shadow of War. We began our evening hearing some music as performed by the Oberlin Baroque Orchestra. They are led by renowned violinist and longtime artistic and music director of the award-winning and acclaimed Toronto-based Tafel Music, Gene Lamont. So I thought we'd close out this portion of the program with a little bit more from them. A couple movements from a concerto by Antonio Vivaldi, a concerto for two cellos in G minor. The Oberlin students who are soloists, Jessica Koratkin, and a musician we heard earlier in the Corelli, Ruby Brelier. They are accompanied by the Oberlin Baroque Orchestra led by Jean Lamont.
Thank you.
Music of Antonio Vivaldi to close out this quite eclectic potpourri of chamber music performances at the Oberlin Conservatory at Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio. We've heard a couple movements from a Vivaldi concerto for two cellos in G minor, soloists Jessica Karatkin and Ruby Brailier, and the Oberlin Baroque Orchestra led by their director, violinist, and longtime music director of Tafelmusik in Toronto, Jean Lamann. As with all these offerings we bring you from the Oberlin Conservatory, there are a few people we wish to thank for making it possible. Oberlin Conservatory Acting Dean Andrea Callen, Assistant Dean Michael Strauss. Special thanks to Kathy Strauss and Julie Crookston and the Conservatory Audio Department, with special assistance of Paul Akus and Ryan Miller, along with the Conservatory's faculty, students, and alumni. You can find out what's happening at Oberlin by going to their website, oberlin.edu. With the time remaining, I thought we'd turn to one of the more recent releases on the Oberlin Music CD label. It will be chamber music and will fit in well with the program we've had, as it comes from the 20th century. It's called Convergent Winds and features the sonatas for woodwind instruments as composed by Paul Hindemith. We'll hear his 1936 Sonata for Flute and Piano, featuring Oberlin faculty members flutist Alexa Still and pianist James Hausman. If you enjoyed hearing the young musicians from Oberlin on this unique program, the next generation of great classical musicians, support what you hear by going to our website and making a donation in membership at wwfm.org. And stay tuned, as Carl Hemmingson is along with Curtis Calls, presenting student recitals from the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia from last academic year. Celebrating Our Musical Future is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network. I'm David Ozenberg. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you.